Douglas Kamek is dean of Catholic University's law school. He says the Bush administration is right to restrict access to information because of the war on terrorism. The move is also justified, Kamek believes, because of the president's responsibility to protect executive privilege.
The Bush administration is much in the news of late for not wanting to make news, or at least not wanting to make the business of news gathering any easier. In the Nixon administration, executive privilege got a black eye from which it never fully recovered. That said, the privilege is a fully constitutional one. It can preserve military secrets, protect law enforcement information, or ensure confidentiality, so the president can receive candid advice. Under the Presidential Records Act, privileged documents are released after a president leaves office, usually after 12 or so years, unless either the sitting or former president dissents. Up until now, former presidents had to go to court to protect confidential information. President Bush's new executive order removes that requirement, recognizing that the need to protect the deliberations of the presidency does not end with a change of office holders. More controversially, Vice President Dick Cheney has refused to turn over to the General Accounting Office the internal working papers of his Energy Task Force. The White House argues, correctly in my view, that the GAO is acting beyond its statutory authority. The materials are also likely protected by executive privilege. Either way, there is nothing wrong with the public contacting executive officials to state their point of view, even if they are members of the Enron Corporation. Yet this fundamental aspect of democratic government easily gets distorted into a kind of pseudo-bribery allegation when those calling the president and vice president gave them a lot of money to get elected. In the present case, the record is replete with evidence that these big campaign spenders received no unlawful special treatment. The issue for Congress is whether the president's proposed energy policy makes sense, not which private voices may or may not have suggested aspects of it. It would be unwise and unhelpful for Congress to restart the era of partisan government investigation. The Freedom of Information Act, like the Presidential Records Act, balances open and accountable government with the need to protect sensitive interests that get caught up in government records. It allows federal agencies the discretion to release information unless that release would threaten national security, personal privacy, or trade secrets, or expose deliberative internal memos. Attorney General John Ashcroft recently issued a stricter interpretation of the act. In his view, no information of the latter type should be released without a solid legal basis. He's right. In a time of peace, prior administrations had complacently disgorged information unless agencies could contemplate a foreseeable harm. Our world is one, unfortunately, where harms are not only foreseeable, but actual. Perhaps we can avoid one actual harm by protecting the office of the presidency from folks who just want to second guess how he does his job.
The comments of Douglas Kamek, Dean of the Catholic University of America School of Law.